And it's 4:09 on ABC New South Wales statewide. Here with Paul Turton. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday. Thank you so much for including us in it. Well, the Many Rivers Aboriginal Language Centre has put together a dictionary of one of the local Indigenous languages. I didn't realise there's so many of them. I guess it makes sense when you don't have transport that languages would become very, very localised. Dangati is the language in feature today, and it's been launched in Kempsey, this new dictionary. And Ray Kelly is a Dangati man. Is Dangati the right way to say it, Ray, by the way?
Yeah, that's not bad at all, Paul.
Oh, good on you, mate. Thank you for the rap. I appreciate that. Do you still speak it?
We are all beginning to once again reconnect with the language, and hence today's launch. Many of the people who were a part of today's launch did some performances and also spoke in language. So we're once again reconnecting with that language, yes. Talk about national fluency. Well, we're sort of fairly well on the track, but there's a long way to go yet.
You wouldn't like to be hanging by the neck, waiting for someone to have a conversation with you. In other words, you'd only get every second or third word, you reckon?
Well, yeah, it will be like that for a number of people to begin with. But we'll develop the programs that will fast track that, I believe, in the next coming time.
Ray, how different are the languages, mate? If you had someone visiting you, a relative from a fair way away, how different would the languages be?
Look, I think people would need to find another way to communicate, and obviously body language and, you know, gesturing is a form of language in itself. But many words do travel the entire, you know, distance of the country. So depending on what those words are, the word for foot in Dangati is jina, and that's a fairly common word right around the country.
Yeah, okay. And what about the structure of sentences and all that? Does that vary much?
Look, there are fundamental rules of linguistics, which I'm not, I'm certainly not a linguist, but it's something that I am very much interested in learning. The structures are fairly complex to begin with, but as you get to understand them, they're fairly simple after a while. But it takes you a little while to get used to that new structure, because we've been speaking English, and English is such a dominant language in the country. It's been a little bit of a challenge to get that back, but we're not doing too bad, I don't think.
Yeah, look, I might bring author Amanda Lissarag in at this point. Amanda, how are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thanks, Paul.
Well, thanks for joining us today. You helped, obviously, with the launch of this dictionary today, and I'll bring you into that regionalised dialect question, if you like, the level of variance, even within a local area. Have you noticed much?
Look, well, let's get our terminology sort of straight. We're talking about languages and dialects. Within Dangati, we think there were about 3 dialects,
okay,
but we don't have enough information about the language to determine that to any real degree. But there were 35 languages spoken in New South Wales before any Europeans came to this country. So it gives you an idea of if each language had, say, at least 2 dialects.
Mm-hmm.
And a dialect being... we speak a dialect of English in this country, and they speak another dialect of English in New Zealand. So that's the level of...
You call that English? The way they use it?
I've got a lot of Kiwi friends, so yeah, I will call it English.
All right. Now, 35 languages, and of those, how many would remain now, do you reckon, in common usage?
I wouldn't want to speak for any other language group outside the ones I'm familiar with. But there's a lot of old people know a lot of language and use it quite commonly. But to speak it right through in everyday situations is a big challenge. And it's not been passed down really since the 1960s, 1970s. A lot of the older speakers who spoke it right through passed away in those years.
Yes.
So we've got a big task ahead of us to get people speaking again.
Yeah. Ray, I've noticed in a lot of documentaries and stuff, and I can't confess to have had a lengthy conversation with an Indigenous person in quite a long time, but you often see the local language interspersed with a bit of English, and that level of corruption, I guess, is one of the problems.
Well, yes and no, but there were, obviously when we didn't have words for things like, let's say, car, what's the word? Gar, is it? Amanda, you on the line there?
Yep. Yeah. Gar. So you
We didn't have that word, so we borrowed that word.
Yeah. Okay.
So there will be that type of interaction within the language, and obviously, you know, as we continue to work through this, we'll decipher which is rightfully language and which is new language.
Yep.
But nonetheless, it's still language.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not really corruption on some levels. I mean, do you call the inclusion of words like boomerang and kangaroo corruption of English?
Well, that's true. So what about the processes then, Amanda? How do you get to the source of the language when you're researching it and trying to identify words to include in the local Indigenous dictionary?
Look, there are a lot of good people, white people, believe it or not, in early times who were interested in Aboriginal languages and understood their significance and went to great lengths to write them down. We've got to interpret those records because they were writing with and listening and writing with English ears and using the English writing system to write down what they thought they were hearing. We're really lucky with this language, Dungari, because we've got about 15 hours of recorded language from the 1960s, and we can define quite clearly what the sounds are, what the word building structures are, and the sentence building structures from those recordings. Of course, you're not going to get the whole language, but you'd be absolutely amazed how much there is in there.
Okay. So you'll have to practice, Ray, obviously. Will you start using the language a bit more?
I'm using it all the time. Unfortunately, my ngabu there, that sister of mine, Amanda, I only ever get to catch up with her once in a while or over the telephone. And so I really have to practice by myself in isolation a lot.
Yeah, okay.
And listening to Bubba Doug and the others.
Yes, and that's my primary source at this stage, is to listen to that recorded information. And then trying to not only mimic or create those sounds, but then begin to understand what those words are saying so that you can then use them in your everyday thinking.
And Amanda, will you have another project now? Is this the conclusion of the process in Dungari for you? Will you move on to another language and try and resurrect it as well?
Many Rivers is working with a number of languages from the East Coast of New South Wales, and I personally am working with the Katang communities on a similar project. These are essentially reference books to collect all that is known about the language at this point in time, and to provide a standard for a writing system that reflects the Aboriginal sounds. Our project with Dungari is now to help the adults reconnect with their language, and they, in turn, will be the ones teaching the children both in their homes and in their schools.
Yeah, the traditional way that language has been handed down from one generation to another, of course, is by word of mouth. Will the use of technology change any of that? Will the available technologies, do you think, keep more languages alive?
Yeah, absolutely. We can use a program called Transcriber to click on a written version of a sentence from the archives, the old recordings, and hear just that sentence without having to sort of listen like you do in a tape where it's all linear and you have to listen to hours to get to the sentence that you actually want. So that's one way. That also helps people to make sound and symbol associations between what they're hearing and what they're reading.
Mm. All right, well, Amanda, it's been great to talk to you. Ray, could we say goodbye to you in your language? Would you mind parting with a farewell in Dungari for us?
All right, but I'll say goodbye to Amanda first. Balo balo ngabu.
Naya ninanang nayalin balo.
All right.
Bingai.
And to you, Paul, balo balo.
Good on you, Ray. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.